from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patrick, you have filed a public integrity complaint with regards to work zone speed cameras on the 198. Tell us your story into why you're now filing a lawsuit against the State Department of Transportation.
Well, I just felt that those cameras were not set up with the public interest at hand, and they seemed to be set up in a way to entrap the citizen. I didn't see any signage. Normally you see speed being trapped by radar or camera. You didn't see any of that. And where they put them specifically, the one on the 198 West, as you know, had that horrific accident a number of years ago, and they Governor Cuomo changed the speed limit, but they never reconfigured the expressway, and it's been a problem over there ever since. And to put a speed camera there, I thought was pretty disingenuous on the government's part. And also, you know, you get the summons in the mail, and it's for $50, and then you've got to pay Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And they say it's for work zone. I went back and checked the area a couple of times, and there was nobody doing work, but the cameras were still out there giving people tickets. And I just felt that that was not in the best interest of the taxpayer, and government is supposed to still work for the interests of the people.
Whereabouts right now on the 198 is this work zone speed camera that that is of concern with you?
It's right near the bridge that they're working on near Sisters Hospital and Main Street. And it was on the other side. Now they've moved it to the other side of 198 going east towards the 33. And that area, you know, you go from 50 to 30 miles an hour with very little notice, and they've never reconfigured over there. And I just felt that it was grossly unfair to those of us that live in the neighborhood or are just coming through the city honestly, and you go from 50 miles an hour to 30 miles an hour without very little room for error to put a speed camera there, I thought was not a very good thing.
What have you heard from other residents about this very same issue? I'm sure that there's been a considerable amount of support for your cause. Is that fair to say?
Oh, no doubt about it. Endless complaints, a number of noteworthy people in the neighborhood that have received tickets, just trying to get home. Their biggest complaint is the same as mine. No signage, no warning. The Department of Transportation, I called them. Whoever answered the phone that day, I don't remember the name, but they were sarcastic. They told me, you know, I told them I lived over here for 30 years. They said, oh, you've been speeding for 30 years like it's a joke. You know, I received two summonses for $100. You know, within a 2-day period, and I didn't know, I never saw anything, you know, and I'm not a speeder. I've never gotten tickets. Matter of fact, I'm a retired police officer. So I obey the law. I'm all for safety, but I'm also for doing things the right way. And the way the state did this, I felt was disingenuous and not in the proper interests of the taxpayer and really not in the interest of construction workers, because I saw very little, if any, warning signs that they were using those mobile cameras at any of the locations they stated.
Have you heard anything back from the DOT yet? And I'm sure that you've reached out to local lawmakers as well about this. What have you heard from them?
Nothing yet. I filed the complaint on early yesterday. I did get a submission was, you know, received. And it usually takes a few days before they get back to you. But it goes to the state attorney general's office. And really, they have been very good about citizens' concerns. And I'm looking forward to getting justice for the citizens. I'm hoping that they will see things my way, or which is in the interest of the citizens, and return our funds. I think we were given tickets in a very gotcha type situation, and they denied that in the statement they put out to the media, that they're not a gotcha organization and that it's all about safety. We're all about safety too, but you should do it in the right way, where it's to the benefit of the construction workers that are out there, but also giving the citizens proper and due and timely notice so that they are more conscious of their speed and slowing down.
Very good. Patrick, is there anything else that you would like to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
I think I did mention that you're paying the tickets in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, which I thought just struck me as being very strange. You've got a New York State work zone construction program, and I'm paying tickets to Philadelphia, which I don't understand that at all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.